I want to become a professional, not only in soccer, but also in life.
A wonderful good day, Young Bafana podcast listeners. Thanks for tuning in again with us. Another episode, another interesting key figure in our academy. Today I'm honored to have Eyona Dondo, aka Yo-Yo, with me. A really inspiring young adult who's chasing his dreams, becoming a professional soccer player, and he's really close to achieving that goal. And by saying that, Eyona started with us in 2012, where he came to training barefoot, and from there he kept on working hard, ending up now for playing at Cape Town City FC on the Disky side, the reserve team of a PSL First League South African club. And so many players look up to him, and it's great to have you here with us today. So welcome, Yo-Yo.
Hi everyone, I'm Yo-Yo. As Leonard said, Eyona Dondo is my first name. Yeah, I'm happy to be here today talking to you guys about my progress in football. And yeah, I would like to start off by telling you guys about how I went up to being in this day today and how far I've come with my football. And yeah, I started in the streets of Lwandle, going playing barefoot at Young Bafana. Playing barefoot at Young Bafana at the age of 12 years old, and it was really difficult for us to travel also. So yeah, as time went by, Young Bafana got sponsors, and we were provided by transports from our homes to training. So talking about that still, my experience at Young Bafana, I found it very difficult, because it was really challenging when you like started in the streets of Young Bafana. And
Yo-Yo, what was it that made your life growing up in Lwandle difficult?
Yeah, like living in township, it's always difficult, because you being influenced by many bad stuff happening around you. You get to see the bad stuff happening in the streets at a young age, and you kind of like not know how to feel or react towards it, because it almost like happens every day, and you get to witness this at a very young age. So coming out of strand, going places, traveling the country, is like a dream come true for a person who comes from a township as a dreamer. Yeah, it's always difficult. It's never easy.
So you now made a big jump in time from the beginnings, from growing up in Lwandle, now ending up outside of Lwandle. Chasing your dream, as I said, to become a professional soccer player. For the people who are not exactly in the picture of where Eyona is today, so he's playing for a first league club in South Africa, for the reserve team, and he's captaining the reserve team. And by saying that, I would like to know what kind of feeling it was to represent such a big team in the highest youth league in South Africa as a captain.
It was amazing, to be honest, because like I'm in my second season in the team, and in my second season I'm already appointed as captain of the team, which shows like that the team has faith in me, and the coach showed faith in me by selecting me as the captain for the season. It showed that what I'm doing is right, and that I need to continue doing what I'm doing, making the coaches happy, making the team happy, staying disciplined, and also performing well and living up to the team's expectations.
And you have not just gained the experiences in the Disky team, but you also got invited to train with the professionals, with the A team of Cape Town City, with players who earn good money, players who can afford a good life for themselves and their families. How important was it for you to be part of the first team training? And what kind of feeling is it playing with professionals for the first time in your life?
It was a massive feeling, to be honest, because, like, as I said, coming from the streets of Luandle, playing with big players in the PSL, the likes of Kermit, Erasmus, Tawa, Nodada, them, like, it's not happening, but at the same time, it's happening. It's like you're dreaming. But, yeah, I just, like, wanted to know that my progress was evident, and my hard work was evident to be selected to go train with the first team. And it was a dream come true also to be selected by a legend in Benny McCarthy. He showed really good faith in me. And I had to live up to that expectation that whenever I go there, I give my all. And he liked that. And the players also around me, they were very, like, warm with me. And, yeah, everything was just flowing for me, and I enjoyed the experience.
Yeah, you named Benny McCarthy, your former coach. For those who don't know him, Benny McCarthy is really a legend in South African football. He represented Bafana Bafana in many games, and he got to win the Champions League trophy. He got to lift the Champions League trophy in 2004 with FC Porto, which was the club he was playing for in that time. And yeah, he got released from being the head coach of Cape Town City just a couple of days ago, basically. And now there's a new coach from the Netherlands training the first team. So, Iona, for us as an academy, seeing you developing through the years, progressing, showing great dedication for your own development, but also being, yeah, a really role model to our players, we are really proud of you. And we all believe in you, and we trust that even though you will be a professional one day, you will stay who you are, and you will stick to the values which Yamba Fana taught you. And maybe now it's your turn to maybe give insight of what Yamba Fana provided for you, and how grateful, if you are, towards Yamba Fana.
I'm very grateful for Young Bafana, and Young Bafana helped me a lot to get where I am today. Without them, I didn't think I would be here today, like living this life I'm living, being close to a professional, experiencing the life of being professional, and also playing in a professional soccer team, all through Young Bafana, because, as I said, it all started as a dream, and now it's happening, and you can see the progress also. It's there. So, yeah, like, I can say a lot about Young Bafana. I can actually talk the whole day about Young Bafana and how they helped me develop as a player.
Let me slide in there, Yoyo. Maybe let's talk about values, because for us it's always important to teach values to everyone who is with us. What most important values did you learn through Young Bafana?
The great thing I learned about Young Bafana is that they don't only just focus on the football side, but also the educational side, because they would always, like, check on our reports, like every year, how we're doing and the progress, even in the mid-year, like how we're doing exam after exam. They will also like give us off days to study and to prepare well for our exams.
And now Young Bafana is still part of your life, I'd say an important part of your life, because you are now a role model since you've been entering professional soccer world. Really, basically every young player looks up to you, and this is kind of a responsibility. And what do you think is important to match the expectations Young Bafana and the community has now towards you?
Yeah, it's a really tough one to crack, but I just have to stay disciplined on and off the field, because what leads you to a professional soccer player is not only what you do on the field, but also what you do outside the field as well. So yeah, with the help of Young Bafana guiding me, mentoring me on these things, so to me it comes very easily to like contribute, because if you like have people mentoring you, telling you stuff every day, that you have to take very seriously.
Yeah, in that regard, Yo-Yo, because you say you still get guided and supported by Young Bafana, I know that Bernd, the founder of Young Bafana, is the key person for you. How important is it for you to still have him by your side, guiding you, helping you, supporting you, being basically the representative for you outside towards the clubs and helping you where he can?
Yeah, Bent is like a father figure to me. He's there for me, like he takes me every day to check on how I'm doing. And yeah, like I need a person like him. He's very important to me, because I am, for me as a footballer, I have to focus on the football side and what's happening in the team and on the pitch. So he's there to control what's happening off the field for me. So to make things easier for me, also to focus on my game and not the other things. So he plays a very big role in my life, not just in football, also guides me, helps me where he can. And yeah, I'm grateful for him every day.
And next to Young Bafana founder Bernd, you basically have a teammate. This now counts to the time where you train with the first team, because Roland Putscher, an Austrian professional soccer player who's now playing for Cape Town City, was basically teammate, and he's where you want to be in the first team, playing in central midfield. So basically also the same position you play. How important for you was it to have Roland on your side, and what did he contribute to your experience in the first team?
Also, Roland was a big help for me, because he always, also after training, even before training, comes to me and asks me how I'm doing. Also tells me what to do and what not to do and what's important there at the first team and what needs to be done. So he was also there sometimes. He tries to like cover for me where I'm actually wrong sometimes. So yeah, Roland is playing a very big role for me in the team.
So you're obviously, as we said before, you want to become professional, sign a professional PSL contract soon. Now think about that moment. Do you think this moment would change you? What do you think? What's your expectations in being a professional soccer player from your side?
Yeah, like it will basically change my whole life, because it's something I dreamt of as a young kid. And yeah, to be able to provide for my family and also like to invest in, because the football career ends at a certain age. So I must think of the life after football. So investing was the first thing that clicked in my mind and still clicking on my mind all along, to grow as a person. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What's the plan B? What happens if you don't get signed by Cape Town City or another PSL club?
I haven't actually figured it out, just because I'm very confident in myself that I will make it, which I will, just that time will tell. So yeah, I haven't actually had a plan B, because man, the only way to make it is by believing in yourself and working hard. So I know all the things to make it. I know how to make it. I know what it takes to make it. So I just have to live up to their expectations.
Mm-hmm. And next to your goals in soccer you want to achieve, you now, through all the years, met so many people coming from all around the world, the majority probably Germans,
yeah,
who come to South Africa and join our program, help us out in coaching and marketing affairs, in the education program. Would it be also an exciting experience to go and see Germany, for example, one day?
Yeah, very, very, very. Because, like, man, yeah, the Young Bafana, I only saw Germans. And I was just experiencing people coming from Europe, only Germans. So, yeah, I would like to see how they living in Germany, not just here in Cape Town, in South Africa.
What do you think? Because we do have a lot of people from Germany who are listening to our podcast series. How do you think Germany looks like? What do you expect from Germany when you go there?
Like, from Germany, for me, basically, Germany seems to be a perfect country. Like, everything seems to be perfect. Like, I can't imagine Germany being like South Africa.
I will be a little bit selfish now by saying that I think I made a good job there, because we spent some time now together. So I think I'm also representing Germany that good, and that's one of the reasons why you talk so highly about Germany. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, for me it was also always quite a good time, quite an inspiring time and important time. The two of us had going to the gym together with Ben, making you stronger, and just on a personal note, it also makes me really proud to see you progressing and growing and making your way, and still not changing who you were and who you are. And that's really important, because, as I said, you are a role model to our kids. And of course, on behalf of Young Bafana and everybody who is involved, you know, we stand behind you, we believe in you, and your dreams are our dreams. So last question for today. The platform, still focusing on Young Bafana, when you see now our kids, like the young players, under 12s, under 14s, under 16s, when they come up to you, how... what do you think is your mission? What makes you a good role model towards the kids?
Guidance. Like, you just have to tell them the truth and tell them what they need to do to be in your shoes and what you did to be where you are today. Just being honest with them, because they also know. They see, they watch TV, they know what it takes to be a professional footballer, they know what professional footballers do to have a healthy life and also to be consistent on performing well. So I just tell them basically what they already know and see, just that I just need to tell them the same thing so that it doesn't get out of their mind. Mm-hmm. It sticks to their mind.
Mm-hmm. So Yo-Yo, I think we are basically finished with that episode. This will be remembered for the rest of the time the internet exists. So congratulations. we will be remembered. And lastly, I want to add that Yo-Yo, you did a really, 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 really great job today. Because as many people might have noticed, Yo-Yo, English is not your first language.
Yes.
Same counts for me. even though I speak it for many years now on a regular level, but it's not always comfortable, especially when you get recorded by speaking English. And you have done exceptionally well today. And this is also an outcome, I think, from your development and also from the academy's work. So, Yo-Yo, one last thing you want to say, someone you want to greet, and then we wish everyone a nice evening. So, Yo-Yo, you have the last words for closing this.
Yeah, I just want to say I hope that one day you will see me like face-to-face, people from Germany. And yeah, the most important thing is that I would like to thank Young Bafana for the opportunity of giving me the platform to showcase my talent, and that young footballers also from the township, I want you guys to also like believe in yourselves and do the right thing. And most important thing is to be disciplined off the field, because yeah, many people have the talent, but it's just that discipline wise it's what's lacking. So we just need to focus and be disciplined, and also like don't forget to pray. And yeah, thanks.
Hard work beats talent if talent doesn't work hard. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Thanks for listening.